body is filled with disease. Don't listen to the doubters, come talk to me. Hey, I can tell the world I'm real, and I
can tell the nation
totally.
That was Bishop Marvin Winans along with his late brother Ron Winans, and he brought joy. Yes, he does. And that was so nice. I'm going to go back and play that one twice. God wants you to know that no matter what you're going through, his joy will give you strength to overcome. Praise be unto God.
I remember well, secrets so deep that I couldn't tell, and the only place that I knew to hide was to retreat further inside. Now there I was again, all by myself. I didn't know who, where to go for help. And with the weight of the world on my shoulder, all the while my heart grew colder. Then one day I cried for help to come. Oh Lord, said I heard a voice, but I saw no one. And then you lied. That's when I knew I'd be alright. Oh,
I can tell the world about this.
Yes, sir.
I can tell the nations that I'm blessed.
Tell them what my Jesus.
Tell them what my Jesus.
Tell them what it
has done.
Let everybody know.
Tell them that the Comforter has come.
What did he do, y'all?
Great joy.
Where?
To my soul.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, he did.
Ronald, what you got to say? I remember well.
I got so sick, boy, that my heart failed. The doctors came and told that it wouldn't be long. Informed my family he'll soon be gone. And then I turned my face straight to the wall. Said when I was healthy, Lord, I gave you my all. Now if your body is filled with disease, don't listen to the doubters, come talk to me. Hey, I can tell the world I'm real. And I
can tell the nation
totally
healed.
Tell
them that Jesus
can
be right.
Tell
them that the Holy Ghost
Bible says that there is no other name under heaven whereby men, women, boys, and girls can get saved other than the name of Jesus. This is for Sean Mitchell and Strong Name here on Sounds of Praise.
Well, put your hands on it right here. If you know that the name of the Lord is strong. Oh, yeah.
There is a name higher than any name. Name of authority, full of power and no defeat. A strong tower, a great fortress for me. Confuses the enemy and guarantees total victory. 'Cause we know that the strong name
of the Lord
will be a great
the strong name
will be a
for Sean Mitchell here on Sounds of Praise. Yeah, strong name. And the name of Jesus has been given to us so that we can call upon that name. We can utilize that name when we're going through difficult times, and that name will bring us out on the victorious side. That's why we say joy and strength may not seem like they go together, but they certainly go together in the plan of Almighty God. Shante McDougal, and this is Joy, Joy, Joy. Get the message? God wants you to have joyful anticipation, and through his strength, gain the victory that he alone can give.
Psalms 5 and 11 says, let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them shout.
Oh,
Shante McDougal here on Sounds of Praise, and joy, joy, joy. But we don't want to forget about strength. Here's Tamika Smith Frederick and the Greater Allen Cathedral Choir, and his strength is made perfect in our weakness.
Sometimes you wear a smile on your face to disguise that you're in pain, and you feel there is no one who understands. But know that God knew all along. There will be times you won't be strong. So place all of your problems in His hands. In your
time of weakness,
His strength
is made perfect. God's grace is sufficient.
Sometimes the tears fall from your eyes. You try to hold it all inside. You feel that there's no one who really cares. Just relinquish your control. Don't carry this weight alone. That God is there in
your time.
And this is Karen Clark Sheard.
Come together now, all together now. Please welcome to the stage, Miss Karen Clark Sheard.
Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update. It is 51 degrees outside our studio here in Medford, Massachusetts. And today we can look forward to a fresh area of high pressure, which will bring a nice fall day to the region. A high today, 64 to 69 degrees. Sunshine will be abundant through the day, and it'll be clear and cool at night with a low 53 to 58 degrees. And on Monday, sunshine will mix with clouds as high pressure slips offshore. Skies will be mostly cloudy at night, and it will be milder with a stray shower. A high on Monday, 67 to 72 degrees, a low Monday night, 59 to 64 degrees. On Tuesday, warm air will push into the region with a gusty southwest wind. A high on Tuesday, 73 to 78 degrees, but there will be more clouds than sun and chance for showers late at night. A low on Tuesday, 60 to 65 degrees. And on Wednesday, remaining mostly cloudy, it will be a little cooler in the wake of a cold front. A high on Wednesday, 68 to 73 degrees. A shower cannot be ruled out early in the day, with a low on Wednesday night, 57 to 62 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, I'm going to certainly pass it right along to you. 6:29 is the Sounds of Praise time here on Sounds of Praise, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're featuring a new program entitled The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation, which is the title of my first book. And hopefully it's going to be self-produced and ready for sale sometime this year, before the end of the year. Okay, can't give you any more date, but you stay tuned for Sounds of Praise and our future programs. As we get closer to the publication date, we will certainly let you know. Okay, on this last set, we heard Bishop Marvin and the late Ron Winans with Joy. And that was so nice, I went back and played that one twice. But Sean Mitchell was next with The Strong Name. Shantae McDougal with Joy, Joy, Joy. The Greater Allen Cathedral Choir, along with Tamika Smith Frederick and His Strength. And we just heard Karen Clark Sheard and Rejoice and Be Glad. And so the basis of the book is that God wants us to live in that spirit of rejoicing. If we live in that spirit and refuse to get down, now there are things that are going to come and upset and frustrate you and get you off track. But God is saying that even in the midst of a funeral, you can have joy. That may sound weird, maybe it's the funeral of someone you don't like. No, that's not what we're talking about. in the midst of a funeral of someone that you know, especially if that person is a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can still have joy, because joy is not dependent upon good and favorable circumstances. The joy that God, now see, the world has captured the word joy. And when they talk about joy, they're talking about having a party, being drunk, being high on drugs, being involved in something that is pleasing to the flesh. But God is saying, you know, our fleshly circumstances, all the basics of life that we experience have nothing to do with the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is outside of that. He provides it through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and his salvation. It's part of the salvation gift of Almighty God. So if someone has passed on, you can have joy in the funeral. Why? Because you know that they're in heaven if they're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so therefore, no negative circumstance can have total victory over you, because God will provide you with his joy to take you through the most difficult of times. And in the Bible, we have many individuals. Job in the Old Testament, he lost his children, he lost his riches, he lost his health, but he still had joy. Why? Because the strength of the Lord was there to hold him during those difficult times. And the Bible says at the end, Job was more blessed, had more children, had more money, had great health than he had at the beginning. So the ending of Job, the beginning of Job did not tell the story. It was the ending of Job that tells the story for us, that God can do for us exactly what he did for Job in the Old Testament. And there are many others. I just think of one situation where Paul was stoned for preaching the gospel, and they dragged him outside of the city as dead. And while the other believers were there mourning over Paul's loss, Paul arose. God gave him strength. And you would think Paul would say, "Oh, okay, since God has delivered me from death, I'm heading to some other city where the reception will be far better." No, Paul went back into the city, gathered up his things before he left. Why? Because the joy of the Lord was his strength. And that strength is available to each and every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Charles Jenkins in Fellowship Chicago, and joy will. What will it do? Whatever God needs for it to do in your life. Anticipate the joy of God and his strength.
Come on, everybody, get on your feet. Let's have a good time. Come on. Anybody got the joy of the Lord in the sanctuary tonight? Anybody got the joy of the Lord in the sanctuary? Come on, we got a little ways to go. I need you to clap those hands like this. Come on. Everybody just clap your hands. Come on. Track, trying to turn me back, but I got joy. Come up, come up. I've been in the storm and rain. I had heartaches and pain, but I got joy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been up, I've been down. I've been leveled to the ground, but I got joy. Anybody got joy tonight? I've been wounded, I've been wrong. But I'm still pressing on, because I got joy.
Joy will.
Come on, say this with us. Everybody say joy will.
Joy will.
Say that it'll come in the morning. Anybody believe that in the house tonight? Say joy will.
Joy will.
Yeah, yeah. Come in the morning.
Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey. Listen, I got Satan on my track. Trying to turn.
when my problems come knocking at me. It's full of glory, joy unspeakable.
And that was Tamela Mann here on Sounds of Praise with the Joy of the Lord. You know, I was describing the contents of my book to an individual not too long ago, and he was saying, based upon what I was telling, he said, "Oh, that sounds like the power of positive thinking." I said, "No." There may be some benefit to the power of positive thinking, but that puts all the pressure on you, the individual, to think powerfully and positively when things are going not going well. But God is saying he's giving you his joy, his strength, so that when things aren't going well, you don't have to depend upon your strength to get you through. You depend upon the strength of the Lord. And Mandisa's up next, front and center here on Sounds of Praise. And she says, The joy of the Lord is unspeakable. You can't describe it. You can't figure it out. But somehow during difficult times, His joy is still working in your behalf and bringing you through all of the difficulties that you're experiencing. Joy unspeakable and full of glory here on Sounds of Praise.
A to the gel, the gel, the gel.
Okay.
C to the now, the now, the now.
Okay.
Who they be?
Trinity.
Who we be?
Yeah. Music boy.
He accepted me.
Okay.
Now I'm about to give him my
Mandisa here on Sounds of Praise and Joy Unspeakable. Yes, it is. 6:49 is the Sounds of Praise time. I want to inform you or remind you, we're planning to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work on your behalf. That's what joyful anticipation is all about. Anticipating joyfully that God is going to do tremendous things in your life. Not because we deserve them, but because God is the giver of every good and every perfect gift. Bishop William Murphy III, you are my strength here on Sounds of Praise.
Say this tonight, you are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Now lay your hands on yourself, say it reaches to me. The strength of God is reaching for you.
You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other, reaches to me.
Let me hear you declare it.
Strength like no other.
Now say it reaches.
Reaches.
Let's declare it one more time. You are my strength. Come on.
You are my strength.
Yes, you are.
Strength like no other. Strength like no other.
And it reaches to me. Of your grace. Come on, church.
In the fullness of your grace.
In the power of your name.
In the power of your name.
Let me testify.
You lift me up.
Yes. Hallelujah. You lift me.
You lift me up.
One more time. In the fullness of your grace.
In the fullness.
Yeah, you do, Lord.
You lift me up.
praise tonight. Thank you for being so gracious. Thank you for being so kind. Thank you for staying. Thank you for loving me, flaws and all. Thank you for supporting my ministry.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting. But when you call upon His name and
In the background, we have Pastor Donnie McClurkin and Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton and Come As You Are. Yes, we've been talking about the joy of the Lord and His strength and all that it means in the lives of those who place their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're out there and you aren't experiencing His joy and His strength, it's probably because you're not saved. And if you want to be saved, it is so easy. Jesus paid the price. Jesus did it all. And in His perfect life, His perfect sacrificial death and the resurrection, we now not only have forgiveness of sin, but we have the benefits and blessing of His forgiveness and His joy and His strength. And I'd like you to enter into that today. If you're not certain, if you're not sure, this is your opportunity to come to the salvation gift of Almighty God. You do it by repeating these words after me as a prayer to God. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring you His joy, His strength, His forgiveness,